AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Cosell. The search continues for the missing 13 people as storms keep dumping rain and floodwaters across Texas. That includes a mother and two children missing after their vacation house floated away. Julie Shields is Laura McComb's sister.
The blessing in all of this is that she is with her children, and she is with her babies, and she will be with her babies always in heaven. And we know that as a family.
Sound courtesy KXAN-TV. Several more fatalities have been reported, four in Houston, four more in Central Texas. That brings to 17 the number killed by the holiday weekend storms in Texas and Oklahoma. Grant Schaubhut helped his mother escape the flooding in Wimberley, Texas, and still can't get over the power of the floodwater.
You can see some of the trees that are this big around that are just ripped, just twisted and broken, just like a toothpick.
In an upscale neighborhood in Afghanistan's capital, an all-night siege ended in the early hours Wednesday with the deaths of four heavily armed Taliban attackers. Officials say no civilians or security personnel were injured or killed in the assault on a Kabul guest house. Amnesty International is accusing the militant group Hamas of abducting, torturing, and killing Palestinians during the war in the Gaza Strip last year. The AP's Ross Simpson reports the international watchdog says some actions amount to war crimes.
In one of the most shocking incidents, six men were publicly executed by Hamas forces in front of hundreds of spectators, including children. Amnesty International says Hamas had announced that the men were suspected of being collaborators and had been sentenced to death in revolutionary courts.
Some 20,000 residents in the German city of Cologne are being forced to evacuate their homes. Authorities discovered a 440-pound bomb from World War II near a bridge crossing on the Rhine. This is AP Radio News. An emotional LeBron James talked about his team's 118-88 win over the Atlanta Hawks last night, which put the Cleveland Cavaliers in the NBA Finals.
For us to be sitting at this point today, being able to represent the Eastern Conference in the Finals, is special. It's very special.
James is hoping to lead his hometown team to an NBA title, as he did for Miami. Also in Cleveland, an agreement between the city and the U.S. Justice Department has been announced on how to reform the city's troubled police department. Mayor Frank Jackson.
Our goal is to have real reform that will be sustainable. This agreement is a major step in getting us to that point.
Community policing, improved training, and policies concerning the use of force and more sensitivity in dealing with the mentally ill are key elements in that 105-page agreement. I'm Sandy Cosell, AP Radio News.